KTBB News Time, 7:53, 69 degrees in Tyler, 68 degrees in Longview. Good morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, the Democrats have thrown everything at Donald Trump. Russia collusion investigations, impeachment, and most recently, kangaroo court felony convictions. None of it has worked. Trump is gaining strength. A tsunami of campaign cash is pouring in. The Dems must feel like Wile E. Coyote. Every surefire, Acme-inspired political explosive they have deployed against Donald Trump has detonated in their faces. You can just see them, between panic attacks, scratching their heads and asking themselves, why? Well, you and I, on the other hand, are not the least bit puzzled. To someone living in the real world, rather than in a coastal liberal bubble, it couldn't be more obvious. Food was nearly a third less expensive when Trump was president. No new wars erupted on Trump's watch. Peace was breaking out in the Middle East. ISIS was neutralized. Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un, and the mullahs of Iran were all minding their manners. Millions of illegal immigrants were not flooding across our southern border. The economy was expanding. Ordinary Americans had money to spend. Real wages were rising. Inflation was low. The middle class was expanding. We were on the verge of energy independence. Boys weren't playing girls' sports. We could buy whatever car we wanted. And here's a key reason. Unlike every election since 1892, when Grover Cleveland, like Donald Trump, was running for a third time hoping to secure a second non-consecutive term, this time around, we don't have to guess or try to imagine what the administration of the winner will be like. We're living with the Biden administration. We remember the Trump administration. The comparison could not be more stark. All of this to say that it looks like Trump can win on November 5th. Are you ready for what happens next? If Trump wins, the left is going to come unglued. It will be far worse than 2016. For the media and the Dems, a Biden loss won't be because of his dismal record. It won't be the result of literally having nothing to which Biden can point and say, "This is why I deserve a second term." If Biden loses, Democrats won't gracefully accept the verdict and vow to do better next time. They will revert to form. They'll try to delegitimize Trump's victory. They'll say Biden lost because of some malign force in league with a criminally guilty Donald Trump. Even though it was roundly debunked the first time, count on the Dems to trot out Russia collusion 2.0. If Democrats win the House, an acknowledged possibility, a cavalcade of House investigations will immediately follow. Buckle up for impeachment 3.0. What won't happen is any introspection. Never will Democrats or the media, the two function as one, be curious as to why voters would prefer a baggage-laden guy like Donald Trump. They'll lash out instead. Plain and simple, if Trump wins, his every day will be a raging maelstrom. I wish it weren't so. It will be bad for the country. But no matter, because the alternative is just too awful to contemplate. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTaxes.com and you tell me. All right, this afternoon would, again, be a good time to put me to the test. Go experience for yourself what I've been recommending. After work today, take yourself and your spouse, or some friends, to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Go inside, ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. I'm recommending the just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit. Tell them I sent you, and of course your first taste is on me. Then grab a glass or a bottle of your favorite, maybe pick up a light bite to eat, and then repair to the covered patio that overlooks some of the most gorgeous real estate in East Texas. Sit, sip, relax, enjoy, and come to understand why Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.